That intro was fucking crazy. Anyway, tonight we're talking about online dating and all the little bits of bullshit that these chicks are putting in their profiles. This will help you young players out to no end at all. Personally, I'd rather pick my chicks up at a pub, just bring them home, bang them, and kick them straight out again. Anyway, here's one of these now. Check it. I've had a bit of a look online. We've got Wicked68. That's the name of this girl. She's not a bad looker. Blonde hair. Not bad skin. Probably a little bit fat, even though she says her body type's average. But anyway, we'll have to deal with that. She has got a couple of children, which normally I wouldn't go for, but hey, these times, you know, beggars can't be choosers. Any port in a storm, as they say. Anyway, she's got all her bullshit there, no one cares. Moving right along. What's she got here? Music is very important to me, but my tastes vary greatly depending on my mood. Now, we should have bells and whistles going off here. Dave-O, can we get some bells and whistles in here when we dub this in? Bells and whistles, she said the M-word. Mood. She's a moody bitch. Fucking steer clear. If she mentions that M-word anywhere, run. Next girl, don't even worry about it, alright? But, for the sakes of this, we'll keep cruising on. What we got here? Ideal partner. Somebody with a good sense of humour. Oh, hang on a second, I could be with a chance, yeah? Who likes to talk? Oh, yeah, that's me. I guess I'm having a talk here, but not too deep. Oh, yeah, go figure, you stupid bitch. Somebody intelligent. Oh, God. Who takes pride in their appearance, has a good personal hygiene, and somebody who likes children. You know, what are they after here? A fucking pedophile with good hygiene? Ridiculous. You really gotta... If you're doing your own, you really gotta bloody watch what you write. Someone who likes children? Big trap woman. Oh, God. Anyway, that's enough of that shit for the minute. Let's check out what else is going on. Okay, next up, we've got something real special. My brother Chris, he's awesome on the computer. Does all the programming. Nuts with everything. He's just fantastic. He's just got into DJing and making his own music and stuff on the computer just lately. So he's been working hard on this one all week in the lead up to the release of this fucking MP3-y podcasty thing. So put your hands together. Not that we would hear anything because you're over there and we're here and we're not live. But anyway, put your hands together because here it is. He's been working hard. I don't even got no idea what it is. It's just crazy. Here it comes. All right, check this out. Here we go.
Cunt fuck, cunt ass fuck, cunt donkey raper, cunt dick, cunt ass fuck, tits shit, piss, cunt fuck, shit lips, piss dick, cunt cock, cunt fuck, mother shit ass nipple, piss fuck, dick munch, poo shit fuck, cunt tits, cunt fucking big fat titties. Shit.
Yeah, thanks for that, Chris, you fucking knob. Next up, we've got a very special speaker, and he's going to be talking about weed and smack, and he used to be whacked out on it all the fucking time. Anyway, he's given that shit up, and now he's teaching the youth of today all about the dangers of drugs in his sessional speakings all around the freaking country. So, let's hear what he's got to say. He might help you get off drugs, you fucking junkie.
You guys have doing it, you guys dream. You're not gonna find the money in this economy when I stole it, and I don't know if it was my dreams, and I can't really know what was really going on, so you know, I took a smoke on the way, you know, and just, you know, it was like, yeah.
Not a bloody word. Would you mind coming back when you're not so goddamn fucking high?
Yeah, sure, man, like, you know, I'm not doing anything, you know, so I get a free ice cream out every time, cause, like, this one time with my monkey, but she didn't even realize me that I wasn't very funny, cause the dad was there, and you know, that you know, so I'm missing the dog, and I'm over my lawn, and you know, that's where it came from, you know, like, yeah.
Anyway, that's about it for me. About time I packed my shit and pissed off, because it's the end of the show. Here we go, a joke to leave you all with. Three pregnant women, they're all sitting around knitting baby clothes. The first one says, I hope I have a baby boy because I've knitted this lovely blue jumper. The second woman says, I hope I have a baby girl because I've knitted this lovely pink jumper. Then the third woman says, I hope I have a spastic because I've fucked up these arms.
That is the end of the show.